June 2020. You took them hiking today where the river smells green, the way the Schuylkill smelled when you ran beside it in med school, before you married, before you bore the boys and adopted a girl, a brown-skinned child who suddenly wore your pale name, back when the only dead body you'd touched was the one you dissected in anatomy lab, before you intubated the woman already 4 hours dead when her husband carried her into the waiting room. Her eyes wouldn't close, but you gave her the benefit of the doubt, and when you moved her tongue aside, you felt the chill of it through two sets of gloves. Before a man's tears collected in the pools of his temples when you told him he needed the ventilator, and all you could do to comfort him was stroke his hair and tell him you would pray. Before your life became masks and goggles and gowns and hairnets and fear which settled in your throat. Before the country convulsed, and some of your friends didn't understand why, though you know it could be your daughter under that knee someday. And you needed to write, so you tried to write about a black cemetery in 1858, which advertised undulating hills and tree canopy paths where lawyers and Civil War veterans would rest together beneath the willows. But when the land became valuable, they quietly razed the graveyard and built a dollar store. Only history would tolerate such a cheap metaphor. The bodies were discovered beneath the parking lot last year, and you imagined the dust of pulverized bones riding the wind like seeds, and landing in soil made rich with blood. These words are slick and slippery things, like the minnows which darted between your fingers in the lake behind your childhood home. And while you construct the story you think she needs, those seeds have already taken root in your daughter's wild heart. Tonight, the river scents her hair as she leaps into the pool, silhouetted against the sun's dying embers, arms flung wide as if to say, "This too belongs to me."